And then when I want to start, I just press the red one. There it is. Oh, it's recording now. What's your name, sir?
Rick.
Rick. Father, Lord, I just thank you for Rick. Lord, I thank you for bringing him here tonight. And I just thank you, Father, Lord, for that word of life, that word of exhortation, that word that you have straight from your throne. Hallelujah. Rick, the Lord would say you're in a holding place. You've been in a holding place for a long time, it seems. And it's almost come to a point where you're like, Lord, what are you doing? What do you got planned? Where am I supposed to go? But the Lord says, know that I'm going to begin to release revelation to you. He says, there's been some cloudiness. There's been some confusion. And there's been some things that have just almost separated you and divided you from some things you're supposed to do, some things you thought you were going to accomplish, some areas in life that you thought you had nailed down. But it seems like this black cloud just kind of came around you and separated you. But the Lord says, no, I'm bringing revelation and I'm piercing even that darkness. The Lord says, I want to set you in a firm place. I want to set you in a place where the curses are reversed. The Lord says, I have blessings for you. He says, financial blessings for you, family blessings, relationship blessings, blessings between you and I. He says, I want to make a covenant with you. I want to make a covenant and a pact with you. He says, you can trust me. And you can hold on to, if I say something, I will fill my word. I'm not like an employer that wouldn't show when you say, you got to be there at this time. He says, I'm going to show. He says, and I want to make a covenant and a pact with you. He says, trust me. He says, give me a chance. He says, I want to do a new thing in your life. He says, I want to do a fresh thing. He says, give me another chance. He says, I'm going to make it right with you and you with me. He says, we're in this thing together. He says, you're not walking alone. He says, there's some people that have said, you do this on your own. I can't go this far. I'm not going to do this. And you've been disappointed. But the Lord says, know that I'm not like a man that I would lie. When I say I'll be there and when I say I'll do it, he says, I will. He says, and I've given you great abilities and I've given you great strength. He says, they've been covered up and it's been at times where you couldn't even see anything good in yourself. But the Lord says, no. He says, I've anointed you. I've chosen you. He says, and I've destined you. He says, trust me. He says, give me a chance. He says, I'm going to take you to places and to realms that you have not yet visited. He says, I want to bring peace to your soul. He says, and I want to restore joy to your life. He says, I want to make those crooked paths straight. He says, I want to lay a blessing before you. He says, pick it up, choose it, walk with me in this time and in this season. He says, I'm going to turn any kind of miracle or any kind of mess into a miracle for you. He says, I'm going to fix it up. He says, you and me together. He says, we can do this. He says, come on now. He says, let's take a step forward. He says, know that this night I release revelation over you. He says, I release blessings over you. He says, know that I'm releasing a fresh anointing and even an ease. He says, where things seem to be going backwards, he says, we're going forward now, says the Lord. Hallelujah.